how to ask for a treatment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, how to ask for a treatment. One of the most difficult things that people have when they're in spiritual mind treatment work is how to ask for a treatment. How do you go to a practitioner and say, "Practitioner, I'm dying, will you help me?" You know, "I'm practitioner, I got problems, will you help me?" And then you want to enumerate the problems. You go to the practitioner and you say, "Now, this is what's wrong, and this is what's wrong, and this is what's wrong, and this is what's wrong." And the practitioner gently, quietly listens to you and says, "Now, here's the manual of how to approach a practitioner to get results from the practitioner. Now, you go home and read the manual, and when you understand it and are ready to put it in practice, then you come back and you tell me." "Okay." So the person goes home. They read the manual. They study it. And then they come back and they say, "Okay, practitioner, I now know how to ask a practitioner for a treatment." And the practitioner says, "Very good. How do you do it?" "Well, first I say to you, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. All of my relationships are ideal. I am independently wealthy. I have everything I could ever want. Now, somewhere in my consciousness, I have the idea that some of that is not so. And I would like you to work with me to help me to be aware once again that it is so." And the practitioner will say to you, "Very good. Very good." And then you say, "Now, can you give me a treatment that will help me to accomplish my goal?" And the practitioner says, "No, I will not give you a treatment." "Well, why not? You're supposed to do that, aren't you? Didn't the program say that you'd give me a treatment?" "No, the program said we would help you to be aware of the treatment for yourself. It is better for you to give yourself a treatment than it is for us to give you a treatment. Now, do not answer this question, but where is your problem?" "Okay, now, you say your problem, and I will say something that's not true. You say your problem is with friends. You don't have any friends." "Okay, what you say is, I am now surrounded by harmonious beings." "Hmm, that sounds good. That's not true. You don't say that." "What do you mean you don't say that? You just told me to say it." That's the trouble when you ask someone else for advice. "Now, what do you say?" "You tell the truth." "Now, what is the truth about yourself? And do you believe it? What is the truth about yourself?" "This is what I say for myself. I am the pure white light of love. I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness, and my life is just a ball. I have a lovingly wonderful time." "Gee, that sounds good." "Yes, it does, doesn't it?" "Mm-hmm." "Now, the more I affirm that, the more I expiate those ideas and get them going in my life, and the more I have experiences in that line. Now, you know what your desire is. So can you say, I am the pure white light of love. I am surrounded by X." You see? "I am surrounded by X or Y or Z or all of them. And all is in divine order." "Now, can you say that?" "Well, the illusion is there." "Well, if you're going to talk to the illusion, the appearance, then that's where you're going to be. If you're going to talk to the truth of the matter, your reality, your divine reality, which is the only thing I deal with, then that's what you're going to experience." "Now, what is your divine reality? Do you have an original purity and integrity that stands in you at all times and never goes away?" Sometimes you don't look at it, sometimes you don't see it, but do you have that always in you? Yep. Okay, then it's about time we start looking at it, isn't it? But that's a decision you have to make. You see, I have a problem in dealing with you. Yeah, I have a real problem in dealing with you. Well, what is your problem? Why are you so snifty about it, you know? Well, my problem is, I have the vaguest idea what your problem is, because I see you whole and perfect. Well, that don't I wish. Well, stop wishing. Start knowing it. I am so unaware of anything that could distress you that I only see things that impress you. Only things that delight you and uplift you and make you feel wonderful and fantastic and glorious. That's all I see. I'm sort of like Jesus in that respect. People came to Jesus and said, I got a problem. He says, you're whole and perfect. What do you want from me? And he said, well, I got a problem. And he said, well, I see you whole and perfect, but I got a problem. Now, you see yourself whole and perfect. Do you believe? Do you believe? He often asked them, do you believe that you can be whole and perfect? Yes. Then it's done now, according to your belief. Simple, easy. You see, the practitioner has a problem. The practitioner doesn't see any problems. The practitioner doesn't see anyone who comes to them with a problem or something needing treatment. So the practitioner has to get the person themselves to acknowledge the area of treatment that they want to work in. I am now surrounded by harmonious beings, if relationships is their desire. I am now independently wealthy, if abundance is their desire, and on and on. So what is it that's your desire? What is it that you want to come to a practitioner for? I have two wonderful people in Nigeria, and they were talking to me about a treatment. And what did they say? All is in divine order. They said, I see everyone whole and perfect. All is in divine order right now. That's all they said to me. Now, are they wishful thinking? No, they're speaking the truth. Now, am I wishful thinking by thinking I have to get in there and do something for them? They haven't even told me anything to do. All I know is that they're in divine order, and I see that too. And that's all I know about them, that they're whole and perfect and fantastic. Now, if they live, if they die, it's immaterial. The only thing that is material, are you living by principle? And if you're living by principle, you will never die. And if you're not living by principle, you can die. But you don't need to. You don't ever need to have an illness. You don't ever need to have lack, limitation, or anything that is not your choice. But the thing is, you will have it if you are two-sided. If one minute you say, I wish, and the next minute you say, I am. Always keep on the fact of saying, I am. I am whole and perfect. Can you see why it's difficult to ask a practitioner for a treatment and know what you're doing? So, I always say to people, what's that of me? What do you want? What do you want me to do? Well, I got a broken leg. Well, would you like two of them? Don't talk so stupid! You know, that's what they say to me. And I say, I'm doing that on purpose because it is stupid. But the thing is, you tell me you want a treatment and you tell me the treatment is for a broken leg. So you want another broken leg. Or you want the broken leg you have to remain broken. Well, now that's not really what you mean. Then don't say it. What do you want to say to me? I have a perfect leg. My leg is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function, mind, body is whole and perfect. I'm fantastic! Now, you say, but the people will look at you and say, you're silly. Don't you see the illusion of that broken leg there? Maybe. Not in my consciousness. In my consciousness, it's whole and perfect, and that's why it is whole and perfect. When you break a leg, and your leg is put in a cast, do you have any feeling there? No. You have any itching? Maybe. It was improper cast, but no. Do you have any awareness of that leg at all? Do you take that leg and walk on it? Do you step on it? Is there an iron bar down below it to give you strength in that cast, so the cast holds your whole thing while the leg is healing? And you can just clump along with your leg just as though it's whole and perfect, right? Mm. And what are you doing?
Seeing it whole and perfect.
You are not allowing it to limit you. Now, other people will look at the broken leg and say, oh, you have a broken leg. And you say, well, you shut up. I do not have a broken leg. I have a whole and perfect leg. My leg is just going through this change that it chooses to go through, and it's whole and perfect. If I have a broken leg, it'll always be broken. I don't have a broken leg. I'm whole and perfect. You see, treating for yourself or others is a thankless job. Because people say, you're blind as a bat. Can't you see what the truth is? Can't you see the reality? Can't you see the illusion? That's what is the reality. Now, you must live with that reality. Oh, no, I don't. I was foolish enough to have the reality demonstrate itself in my world for a moment or two. I don't have to keep it there. When an uncle comes in the house and starts acting poorly, Mama says, out, out, out. But I'm the uncle. Out, out, out. In this house, we have only right action, peace, and truth. We don't have things that are inharmonious with this house. But I'm the uncle. That's all the more reason that you should be harmonious with this house. Who's the boss in this house? Well, you are. All right, out. When you are ready to come in this house and live by our principles, live by our values, live by our ways, then we'll consider you coming. But we might not consider you coming back, because if you did it once, you might do it again. Now, we don't hold anything against you, but if you come back and say, I won't do it again, then you're out. If you come back and you say, I love you, I love everybody in this house, I love myself, I live in a loving world, come on in, you're welcome. But if you say, I won't do it again, I'm sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, I won't do it again, I'm sorry, oh, we say, yeah, sure, out. You still got it very much in your mind, very much in your mind. How to ask for a treatment? That's quite a challenge. But if you have any time in your life when you want to speak to a practitioner, just remember, the practitioner wants to know what you desire, not what you don't desire. And so you say to the practitioner, I desire. You don't say that.
I am.
You don't say, I desire wholeness and perfection. You say, I am whole and perfect. I am independently wealthy. I am surrounded by wonderful, beautiful friends, and on and on and on. Are you ready? Are you ready to see a practitioner at any time? Are you ready to be a practitioner? Being a practitioner like that can be a little tough at times, because people will think you're very cold like ice, and they'll think that you're very impracticable practitioner. Mm-hmm. So, think about it. To thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. So when you're true to yourself and you live it, then that's the kind of people you create in your world. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day, and know that I love you in every way.